Welcome back to the program. It's 5:40, and the very first thing we're going to discuss as far as sports is concerned is the U.S. Patent Office overreaching its ability and causing some real serious concern for everyone who has ever thought about getting a patent.
The subject of an excellent commentary that's coming up just 2 hours from now.
I assume so. The NFL's Washington Redskins have been told by the U.S. Patent Office that their patent, they have canceled six federal trademarks that the team was granted between 1967 and 1990, ruling that the term Redskins is disparaging and a substantial composite, the federal government has said, we don't like the way this is, we don't like the name, and so therefore we are removing your protection of the name and the logo, et cetera, et cetera. That's bullcrap.
It was a lawsuit that was brought.
That's
wasn't the government
bullcrap.
Just saying, no, it's not bullcrap.
Yes, it is bullcrap.
It's a government ruling. It's a government decision.
It is absolute bullcrap. Just because the government doesn't like it. Now, let's take the racist issue out of it.
No, you can't take the racist
issue out
of it.
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'm filing a claim then against the Aunt Jemima Syrup Company. I find Aunt Jemima offensive.
Well, if somebody does that, the patent office would revisit and look at it.
You don't have the right to remove their patent. They filed for it. It is exclusively theirs. Whether it's good or bad, it's theirs. The government does not have the right to remove it.
If the government grants the patent, they have the right to take it away.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Not after you spend years, or in this case, decades, of building up the value and establishing a price for the merchandising for the image that you've invested in.
It is complete and total government overreach, and those individuals that care about business, care about private rights, you should be stunned by this decision.
If there's going to be a rule that a patent or a trademark or a logo can't be offensive for it to be registered, I think I'm okay with that happening at the beginning of the process.
Okay.
You show up at the patent office and you're going to, Southern Po' Boy Beats. You remember the old ads? It's got a big black guy with a big smiling teeth, Uncle Remus type guy.
Right.
And you say, no, that's offensive in today's day and age.
Sure.
We're not licensing that.
There were many, many, many products that were horribly racist. Horribly racist.
Back 30 years and say, well, we're not cool with it now, that's not okay.
The fact that the government can come in on a whim and decide that they don't like something.
It's not a whim. It was a lawsuit that was brought by people.
They make a decision. They don't like
it. It's a lawsuit by
it.
Disinterested parties, by a group of five Native American activists who said, well, gee, we're offended.
Something tells me they're not disinterested if they're the ones being caricatured by this logo.
They are not directly impacted by the Washington Redskins marketing team logo. They have nothing to do with the Washington Redskins.
Only they can decide if they are impacted by it, not you.
And that's the standard of whatever I'm offended by. I could go around suing people all day.
It's a survey of American Indians say that they don't have an opinion. The majority of American Native Americans in this country don't give a flying rat's butt what the Washington Redskins do or do not call themselves. They don't care. It's not disparaging. It's a non-issue. And the second thing, and the most important thing is there not anything that the government could be focusing on now that's a little bit more important than an NFL team's name? If it's offensive, if it has been found to be offensive, then let the owners of the NFL and the players and the fans deal with it. This is not a government issue. For the government to revoke their trademark protection is dangerous, and it is a bad, bad sign. Bad sign. It is government overreach. I am not saying that I agree that they should keep it. I am not. If the Native Americans find that name is offensive and collectively as a large group come up and say, we don't like it, then pay attention to it. But if it's five activists, screw them. The small number of people, I'm sick and tired of a bunch of little teeny tiny groups claiming political correct offensiveness, say, oh, I'm offended, and the majority makes a change. That's wrong.
All right,
that
I'm starting a one-man campaign against Notre Dame. I'm Irish, and their mascot of the guy with his dukes up.
Sit down.
I'm offended.
Don't you dare walk out of this show.
I'm offended at the look of a drunken Irishman with his dukes up that insults my Irish heritage.
That's a problem. I'm not kidding. That's a problem. Seattle Seahawks offense and defense got into a scuffle during training camp. At the Seattle Seahawks training camp yesterday, tempers between the offensive and defensive flared, leading to a scuffle between corner Richard Sherman and receiver Phil Bates. That led to a bit of coaches will just blow that off.
That's boys being boys.
We had, pardon me, I'm a little fired up. We had our coach from the Packers. Please help me.
Mike McCarthy.
Thank you very much.
He does the Cellcom commercials on this radio station.
He had a great explanation. It's a football is a combative sport.
Yes.
You get your temper going, you get your adrenaline going, you are trying to do your best, and that happens. Now, the reason that it made news is because Richard Sherman was involved, and we remember him after the game making that rather ridiculous after-game interview.
Don't come into my house, whatever, I'm the best there ever was.
He was very, very fired up.
That's fine.
So that's that.
Yeah, the subtext of this, too, is there are 53 roster spots, and these teams have 100 guys in camp now. So, of course, you've got to hit the other guy. You've got to be all out or, or all in because, I mean, you're going to be working at an auto body shop 3 months from now if you don't catch the coach's eye and say, wow, that guy, he really plays with passion and intensity. That's what we need.
It's the brass ring. You got to give it everything you've got. That is where you just got to give it everything you've got. All right, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, five questions about soccer. Can you answer them? Then you're a real soccer fan. If you can't answer them, oh, and by the way, I couldn't answer any of them. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Yes, World Cup action has been going on for nearly 45 minutes without so much as even a score. Let's listen to the play-by-play announcer with the call.
Los cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir.
Boring! I believe he said boring.
Sí, mucho boring.
Yes, there it is. I can see it on the field that absolutely nothing is going on. Reporting from the World Cup, this is Willy Nepalot.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.